welcome to a little bonus episode of Black, White, and Blue in the South. Jamil and I got snowed in this past weekend, and we were not able to record with a very special guest who was scheduled to join us. So instead of leaving you hanging with nothing this week, here's a little bit of a leftover discussion we had with our previous guest, Kervin Searles, that didn't make it into his episode because, well, because it was a damn long episode anyway. Still, we covered an additional topic that I'm sure you'll find interesting. In the meantime, Jamil and I will dig ourselves out from the snowpocalypse of 26 and work to bring you some fresh episodes real soon.
For up to the minute reports, stay tuned to this station. Now the news.
We have one news topic that Jamil wanted to bring up last time, but then I completely submarined all her research, and that's when we took all the phone calls.
You did.
But it was a fascinating topic.
It was.
And it had to come back right away, and that has to do with betting markets.
Mm.
And the fact that there is this new phenomenon out there that's scary.
Yes.
Scary. So I'm going to start with this question. Kervin, have you ever placed a sports bet online?
No, I have not.
No, I figured you would be betting on the Cowboys to lose and other guaranteed things.
Bill, too soon.
Too soon?
Yeah.
But that's a whole market that's exploded.
Like, yes.
Anybody, not even regulated anymore, you can just get online. And as you're seeing even recently over the winter, there was a big sports betting scandal in the NBA.
Yes.
I don't remember the details about that. Anybody here know what that was
not
all about?
Not the specifics to
not,
say.
Not all the way. No.
Yeah. All right. But it was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, talking players and coaches and owners. I mean, it was just.
And not just the NBA. They got a couple in college, too.
Right.
Like a couple. Not one or two. A couple.
So you've got the sports betting market, which then erodes a little bit of trust in the sports games themselves because you're thinking, you know, are they being paid to throw the game? And there's just too many incidents where that's occurred. Well, now there's a new market emerging where you can place bets on news, on world events,
can you believe
on elections,
that?
On just anything out there.
That is mind-boggling.
So what was the name of that firm that you came up with that you saw? Polymarket. All right. What I'm going to do here. Polymarket is this firm, is probably the biggest one, where you can go online and place bets on anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And let's just take a look at the front page. What are some of the things we can place bets on right now?
Who will Trump nominate as the Fed chair, Super Bowl? Oh, wow. Look, this is what was so amazing. Portugal, scroll up. There was something about Portugal presidents, elections. It's worldwide that you place bets on. Fed decision in January. Oh, wow. Insurrection Act invoked by?
Will the Iranian regime fall? Like, I can place bets on that.
Oh, Israel strikes Iran by January 31st, 2026.
And then it shows you the volume. So how many people are actually invested?
This is my favorite.
Invested in this.
Who will be the first to leave the Trump cabinet? Let me drill on that one.
Okay.
And you can see the options are Pam Bondi, she's number one, you know, with a 28% chance.
Yeah.
Kristi Noem, none. Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth, and others.
Yeah.
So you can get online and throw your money on and actually win some of these bets.
Yes.
Now, how accurate are these bets compared to what actually happens? I don't know that that's been studied yet.
Well, I don't know that it has, but I remember the interview, and this one particular individual, I think he placed a bet with 40-something, maybe, dollars, and ended up making 300-and-something thousand dollars. And I mean, that was his full-time occupation.
Well, this is starting to gain attention here because of some recent events. I'm going to play this news clip from CBS. Let's watch.
Okay.
Night before the U.S. military captured Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife, somebody somewhere placed an extremely well-timed bet. An anonymous user on the prediction market site Polymarket, where users can wager on nearly any topic, bet $32,000 that the Venezuelan president would be out of power by January 31st. The following morning at 4:21 a.m. Eastern, the president announced Maduro was in custody. and that user cashed out, making more than $400,000.
These markets are the wildest of the Wild West.
Lawyer Dennis Kelleher focuses on regulation of securities and financial markets. He's the president of Better Markets.
What evidence is there that this was non-public information being used to make this bet?
The facts are not known publicly yet. However, this particular trade really has all the hallmarks of an insider trade.
Polymarket and its competitors like Kalshi have recently exploded in popularity. Millions of users place bets on current events, pop culture, and now national security issues.
If this was insider information, it means that somebody used the most highly classified confidential military secrets and information of the United States to place a bet, actually putting the entire operation potentially at risk.
Polymarket did not respond to our multiple requests for comment. Last year, before it gained regulatory approval in the U.S., and well before Maduro was captured, Polymarket CEO Shane Copeland sat down with 60 Minutes.
But predictive markets do rely on someone having some inside information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that people
like how
going
young he
and
is.
Having an edge to the market is a good thing. Obviously, you need to curate them and you need to be really clear and stringent on where the line is drawn and like sort of ethics. And we spend a lot of time on that.
In the meantime, users can already bet on the next U.S. military operation. Polymarket offers markets on another U.S. strike on Venezuela, meaning there's money to be made by those in the know.
That's the only reason that this is a story and a real problem, because it happens to involve highly, highly classified information.
So the big question is who placed this bet? And unless the bettor comes forward, experts are telling us because Polymarket is an anonymous platform, you could deduce who it might have been, but there isn't a 100% foolproof way to prove who the account belongs to. Now, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, that's the federal agency that regulates prediction markets, did not respond to our multiple requests for comment. And the FBI said it, quote, declines to confirm or deny the existence of any investigation into possible insider trading.
What was the, didn't they leak something in a chat room once before?
Oh, this is Pete Hegseth and Signal.
Yeah, so yeah. Signal is probably where they got that information from.
Right, no doubt about it. But I'm going to give you a follow-up. Since this video was released, Polymarket actually rescinded payment on that bet.
Really?
They determined that they were not going to pay out because it didn't actually meet the criteria of the bet. So the Polymarket was supposed to pay out if, quote, the United States commences a military offensive intended to establish control over any portion of Venezuela, like an invasion, like I'm going to control territory. They determined that the kidnapping of the single individual and his wife, the fact that the United States government is not in control of that nation now, right? Mm. They said that didn't meet the bet, and the bettors are furious.
Trump, but President Trump said he the acting president.
Yes, but again, you can't use that as evidence because the guy says the most outlandish things.
Oh my
but
gosh.
When it comes to elections as well, Polymarket has been in the news. Over in England, there's a headline I came across. Three Welsh Tories charged with betting offenses. I don't know what a Welsh or a Tory is, but yeah. I'll brush up on UK politics. But basically, these were acting representatives, lawmakers, who were betting on upcoming elections where they would have had insider information.
I think this guy described it perfect. It's insider trading.
So here's another one from CNBC. French trader bet over $28 million on Trump election win using four different Polymarket accounts. So there's this French dude, $28 million. So this article was written in October 24th, 2024.
Wow.
And he put $28 million on Trump to win. No idea who it is. Completely anonymous.
Yeah.
But this, here's another story. This is what's going to blow your mind. You ready to have your mind blown?
I am.
At the time that this bet was made, I don't know if you knew this, but people in the United States could not use Polymarket. Mm-hmm. It was banned in the United States because it was from 2022 to 2025, there was a settlement made with that Commodity Futures Trading Commission, what the lady just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading this from Wikipedia. Accused the company of running an unregistered derivatives trading program. So you could not, as an American, place a bet online. So this was a French guy placing the bet.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know that Donald Trump won that election and then immediately eased the regulatory environment for Polymarket? And at the same time, Polymarket added Donald Trump Jr. as an advisor whose firm, 1789 Capital, is also invested in Polymarket.
That's right.
How That's much right. does that stink?
That's right. I remember Donald Trump Jr. is a part of that. Mm-hmm.
They say you always follow the money, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, there is corruption and just something despicable about all of this.
And you like to make fun of me because I watch Fox News. But I watched Fox News and found out about Polymarket. Mm. Fox News. There it is. There it is. Yeah.
All right.
I tell you. They'll tell you what they're doing.
The preceding podcast is solely owned by the host or hosts and is distributed by Big Media LLC. Copyright 2026.